Maseches Brachos per Exai Mishnah Aleph until per Exai Mishnah Dalet. The previous perek listed the many different wounds and blemishes which would invalidate an animal from being bought as a korban. The relevance, of course, to our Masechta being that a bechor, a firstborn animal which has a blemish, can no longer be bought as a korban, and is rather permitted to be eaten by the kohen, the owner, like regular meat. Now, because that was the subject of the previous perek, this perek goes slightly sidetracked to talk about all of the blemishes which would invalidate a kohen from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the truth is the perek begins by telling us that mumin elu, all of these blemishes which were listed in the previous perek regarding an animal, if a kohen has an equivalent blemish, bein kavuin bein oivrin, whether it is permanent or temporary, placelin ba'odon, they would also invalidate a kohen for as long as he has that blemish to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. In addition to that, there are also many blemishes which are unique to human beings, which this perek is also going to add onto the list of blemishes which would invalidate a kohen from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Many of these blemishes are considered to be invalidations on a mid-oraisa level, according to the Torah, such that if the kohen nevertheless goes ahead and performs a particular service in the Beis HaMikdash, then even b'di'eved, once it has already been done, then the service will be invalid. At the same time, there are also a number of blemishes which are only considered to be invalidations on a midrabbanan level, and as such, b'di'eved, meaning once it has been done, once the kohen who has this blemish which invalidates him midrabbanan goes ahead and does a service in the Beis HaMikdash, once it has been done, that service is still considered to be valid. The Mishnah begins, however, to discuss those blemishes which are considered blemishes on a mid-oraisa level, which would invalidate the entire service. And many of these invalidations are learnt from the Pasuk, which says, Kol ish asher bei mum zera aharin akoyen lo yigash lahakriv. Anyone who is of the descendants of Aharon HaKohen who has a blemish cannot offer up a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we already know that the only ones who are able to offer up something in the Beis HaMikdash is a kohen. So why does the Pasuk have to specify that somebody who is a kohen, who is descended from Aharon HaKohen who has a blemish, can't bring a korban? This comes to teach that anybody who is not considered to be similar to all of the other descendants of Aharon HaKohen, meaning he has a particularly abnormal appearance, then even if this blemish is not considered to be something which makes him handicapped in any way, since he doesn't have a regular appearance, that would also invalidate the kohen from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah Yosalein Ba'odom, the following blemishes are more when it comes to a human being. These don't exist in the animal kingdom, but they are unique to human beings and would invalidate a kohen. Hakiloin, somebody whose head is pointy at the top and wider towards the bottom. Halafton, or if it's the opposite, it's wider at the top and more narrow towards the bottom of the head. Hamakovon, somebody whose head is similar to the shape of a hammer, which means that at the top of his head, both his forehead and the back of his head protrude outwards. Vishagoshe shakua, which either means that the front of his head protrudes outwards, or is particularly slanty. Or shkifos, somebody whose back of his head appears as if it's been cut, meaning the shape of the back of his head makes it appear as if a slice has been taken, as it were. It's particularly flat at the back of his head. Uvalia chateteres, and somebody who has a hunchback. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says that a hunchback is considered valid to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Although the Gemara explains this is particularly a hunchback who just has more flesh towards the top of his back. If, however, his entire spinal structure is such that his hunchback is caused by the structure of his bones, the bones themselves, then that's considered to be more significant, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would invalidate the kohen. Be as it may, in the case where it's not the bone which causes this, Rabbi Yehuda says that he is valid still, the Chachomim Paislin. However, the Chachomim say that this person's service would be invalid. Mishnah Beis HaKereach, somebody who is bald, posel, is invalid from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Ezu Kereach, what is considered to be the level of how bald he needs to be for him to be invalid? Kol she'ein lo shito shel seyar ma'kefes me'ezen lo'ezen. Any kohen who has not got at least a row of hair surrounding, going the full way from one ear to the other, towards the back of his head, going from one ear to the other, he has to have at least one row of hair over there. And if he does not have that, then he would not be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im yesh lo'i. However, if he has at least that one row of hair at the back of his head, Harizeh kosher, then it would be valid, his service, and he's not considered to be a blemished koyein. Ein lo gvinim, if he does not have eyebrows, or ein lo elo govin echod, if he only has one eyebrow, hu gibin ha'omer b'Torah, that is the gibin which the Torah talks about when giving examples of a koyein who has a blemish. Rabbi Doisa says that the gibin which the Torah is referring to is kol shegvin of sheichvin, anybody whose eyebrows rest over his eyes, meaning they're extremely long, such that they reach and cover his eyes. And Rabbi Chanin ben Antignus says that the gibin which the Torah is referring to is a different definition. It's referring to somebody, mish yesh le shnei gabin ushtei tshidrois, which literally means somebody who has two backs and two spines. Meaning that it appears as if he has two backs due to him having two parts of his spine, meaning his spine is very much bent over, such that he has a severe hunchback. That is what the Torah refers to when it says gibein. Gibein comes from the word gav, which means back. Now, this three-way argument is only regarding the definition of gibein, which the Torah talks about, but they all agree that all of these three types of blemishes are invalidating blemishes. Just the question is, what was the Torah referring to in the example of gibein? Mishnah Gimel, one of the examples of blemishes which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah is hechorum, somebody whose nose is pushed inwards more than a normal nose. Possel, such a claim would be invalid for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah defines ezel chorum, what is considered to be in the category of a chorum. Hachkoichel shteinav ka'achas, one who would paint both of his eyes in one go. Meaning if he were to move some sort of eye brush over his two eyes, it would go straight over both of them without needing to bring it a bit outwards as it goes over the area of the nose. Now, the upcoming examples in the Mishnayos of blemishes are now going to be things which are, in general, relevant and possible for animals to have these blemishes as well. However, they only invalidate a koyein from serving the Beis HaMikdash. They would not invalidate an animal from being brought as a korban, because the invalidation is primarily based on the posuk which we mentioned earlier, which teaches us that if the koyein does not look like an ordinary human being, like the rest of the descendants of Aaron HaKoyein, then he is not fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So for example, Shtein of Lamala, if both of his eyes are situated higher up than normal, Ushtein of Lamata, or if they are situated lower down than on a normal person's face. Eino achas lamala v'achas lamata, if one of his eyes is situated higher and one of them is situated lower, they are not next to each other on the person's face. Re'eh sached v'eso aliyo ka'achas, or if he sees both the floor of the room in which he is situated in and the roof at the same time, meaning he doesn't look in the same direction with both of his eyes. And the same would apply to another type of cross-eyed person whose eyes do not appear to be looking at the thing that they are in reality looking towards. Sochei shemesh, those people whose eyes are affected severely by the sun, meaning if they are out in the sun, then they need to squint or blink excessively. Zugdois, somebody who a particular pair of body parts, different body parts which come in pairs, like ears and eyes, eyebrows, but those two things on his body do not look exactly the same. They're not symmetrical. A particular example could be if his eyebrows, one of his eyebrows has a lot of hair and the other has a very small amount of hair. Again, since he does not look like an ordinary person, this is considered to be a blemish for a koyein. He cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hatziron, somebody whose eyes tear up very excessively. And the last, the final example of this Mishnah is v'shenoshu risei einov, if his eyelashes fall out, and this particular blemish is not considered to be a blemish on a midoraisa level, rather than possible midoraisa ayin, he's invalid because of the appearance that he has. Over here, the term midoraisa ayin does not take on the regular meaning. In general, midoraisa ayin refers to something which is forbidden because of the way that it appears, meaning it looks like the person is performing a sin. Over here, the point of the Mishnah is that the appearance of the person is not a normal appearance, and he does not really look the part, as it were, and therefore he would be invalid from serving the Beis HaMikdash midrabbanan. Mishnah Daled, the list of blemishes of a Kohen continues. Ein av gedolis k'shel egel, if the Kohen's eyes are larger than normal, like the eyes of a calf, a k'tanis k'shel avos, or they are smaller than normal, like the eyes of a goose, gufoi gadol me'evorov, if his body is disproportionately larger than the rest of his limbs, his other body parts, a katan me'evorov, or it is smaller in proportion to the rest of his body parts, if his nose is disproportionately larger than the other parts of his body, or disproportionately smaller than the rest of the limbs of his body. These are two additional types of blemishes which the Mishnah will now define. What is a tzimeya? This refers to somebody whose ears are disproportionately smaller than in relation to the rest of his body. V'had simeim, what is it? Simeim, she'ozlov domes l'sfoig, a kohen whose ears are similar to a sponge, which either means that they are larger, like a sponge which has absorbed water, it's sort of swollen and expanded, so this would refer to a kohen whose ears are larger in relation to the rest of his body. Alternatively, it's similar to a sponge which has actually been squeezed of all its water, and this refers to somebody whose ears seem to be a bit shriveled up and dry. And according to this, it's not the opposite of a tzimea, whose ears are small, it's just a different type of blemish with regards to the ears.